We will do our service, we will suffer our death, and it will be over. That, at least for that time. The slayer must be slain. We have to be patient. We sometimes have to suffer things which we don't want to suffer. Christ, if be possible, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not as I will, as thou willst. The point was, my will was, hey, I don't think I want to die. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The body, Christ knew he was going to die. And when you know that, your body viscerally reacts. And especially to the degree that he would have known it, he would have had a very strong reaction. Well, the patience of the faith of the saints is to know. But for the glory that was set before him, he knew the suffering was nothing to be snuffed at, but there was the glory to be revealed in the resurrection. Well, same thing here. The saints will go through the same thing. We're going to be led into captivity. We're going to be slain with the sword. But God will turn it around. The slayer will be slain. He that led captive into captivity shall go. So though this beast is going to reign for a while, we must be patient. We must bear it for that time. For time and times and half a time, as it is written. Verse 11, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great miracles. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven and the earth in the sight of men. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by the sword and did live. So another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, like a little innocent lamb, and he spake as a dragon. I think this is the form that the dragon takes. His mouth is the mouth of the dragon. He speaks with this form of a dragon. See, the beast, in the woman thing, the dragon is the beast. But here, he has a personification. Another beast coming up out of the earth. And why out of the earth and not out of the sea? Well, it doesn't come out of the peoples and multitudes and nations. That reminds me. He comes up out of the earth. Does that mean that this is the beast that comes out of the bottomless pit? Well, the pit of the abyss could be the sea, could also be referring to the beast that cometh out of the bottomless pit, shall make war of them, could refer to this beast. I don't know. There's a second beast. Remember, so this is a symbolic, again, beast. These two horns are not explained ever later, but they are like a lamb. Now that, to me, says something. He is messianic. Is a messianic figure with the dragon's voice. He exercises all the power of the first beast. That means the power of the dragon. He's got all the power and seat and great authority. It causes the earth to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And this is the figure that does the wonders. I suppose that the visible form of the dragon is like a beast unto itself. There is the government aspect of it, but there is also the cult of personality. And the second beast really seems to be personal, whereas the first seems to be systematic. He does this, he does that, he does great wonders, that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. That's not hellfire missiles. This is miraculous fire. This is the kind of fire that will cause people to believe that he is God, or has the power of God, or whatever he says is true. Whatever he says is true, man. That dude calls down fire from heaven. How can he blaspheme them that dwell in heaven? I am Lord of all that dwell in heaven. There's all kinds of ways you can blaspheme. He would deceive the world by the means of the miracles that he's able to do. He's able to do miracles, plural. So he makes fire. That's just one example. There'll be other things, I suppose, he can do. I won't speculate, but whatever. It could be anything.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders.
The fire coming down from heaven, I think, is important. As I mentioned before, the two witnesses, the fire comes out of their mouths because God is present within them. But the devil derives his power and authority from above, still, all his power, and what he's able to do is because God gives him the authority to do it. The power he has is granted to him from a power outside of him. And the fire comes down. Whereas from the witnesses, it comes from within, because God is within us. And all the power that is given us is within us. It is granted us from within. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? Who shall descend into the deep? But the word of the Lord is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Sometimes I walk outside and I look up at the stars, and I think it's very instinctive to sort of like God and pray towards the sky. But I always chide myself knowing it's not out there. It's in here. He's right here with me. I don't mean in me like I'm something so much as he's with me. I have him at my side. He's not way off in the wild blue yonder. He is close. He is near at hand. That's why the Spirit has come, the Comforter. One of the verses that the false prophets corrupt to perpetrate the rapture on people is, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you." And they misinterpret that. "In my Father's house are many abodes, abiding places." And he said, "I go to prepare a place for you." But he later on goes on to explain. He says, "If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him." That's from John 14. And that word abode is the exact same thing as mansion. If you want to be consistent, you would say, "If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our mansion with him." Say it that way because it's part of a song I do. He makes his mansion with us. We do not seek mansions in the sky. The mansion is built up within us when the Spirit is given us. He has prepared a place for us that we could dwell with him. So the Spirit of God and the power of God emanates from us. The fire is out of our mouths. But of course, from the world's perspective, they don't really understand this. And so fire-breathing prophets are going to seem evil. Whereas the devil bringing fire out of the sky with his two lamb-like horns and his very Christ-like appearance, possibly, will seem, oh, so lovable. And, well, he brings fire down from God, is obviously testifying that he approves of this guy because the fire comes down out of the sky and we know where God is. He's up there. These two, obviously, they've got some sort of devil in them creating fireballs.